We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today on this Labor Day weekend. We're glad that you're with us today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to one verse in Joshua chapter 1. In our Academy Bible class in 10th grade, we've been introducing the first nine books of the Old Testament. And, of course, Joshua falls in that realm. And verse 5 of chapter 1 says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." I want to hone in on a phrase and then share with you some thoughts from A.W. Tozier in a book that I had in my library that just found recently, a sermon that he had preached in 1950. And he touches on the thoughts regarding this particular verse. The phrase is, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." Listen to Tozier as he writes about this. "We cannot think rightly of God until we begin to think of Him as always being there and there first." Now, that's a very important thought. God is always there, but He was there first. We have the tendency to think that things happen and God's caught off guard or He wouldn't have let it happen. No, He was there first. Very important. Joshua had to learn this. He had been so long the servant of God's servant Moses and had with such assurance received God's word at his mouth, that is Moses' mouth, that Moses and the God of Moses had become blended in Joshua's thinking. So blended that he could hardly separate the two thoughts. By association, they always appeared together in his mind. That is Moses and the word of the Lord. Okay? Now Moses was dead. And lest the young Joshua be struck down with despair, God spoke to assure him, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." Moses was dead, but the God of Moses still lived. Nothing had changed, and nothing, now get this, nothing had been lost. Nothing of God dies when a man of God dies. "As I was, so I will be." Only God could say this. Only the eternal God could stand in the endless, timeless I am and say, "I was and I will be." What an important message there. I would recommend this little booklet. It's now back been reprinted by Barber Publications. It's called The Divine Conquest. And it's now available. It's been out of print for a number of years, and I had been searching for it. And found it in Brother Douglas's old library and was able to order my own copy of it. But it's an excellent message about the fact that we have to individually learn to trust God and to know that God is not just with somebody else. He's not just with the pastor, or He's not just with the missionary, or He's not just with our parents. All right? A lot of young people latch on to their parents, and they have to seek them out for everything, and whenever they're gone, they're aimless. Well, what am I going to do now? I had my parents all these years to tell me what to do. What am I going to do now? The message to Joshua was, "Moses is gone, but I am." What a message. And we need to emphasize that with our children. One day I will be gone. I need you to latch on to the Lord now. He's the eternal I am. And you learn to seek His face and you learn to follow His name. And yes, I'll be there as Moses was there for Joshua. But when Moses was gone, Joshua had to learn to trust the Lord. And he realized two things. Number one, God is there. And He was there first. That helps us, does it not? As believers, it helps us to understand that. God is there, yes, and He was there first. That means I don't have to depend on any man or woman. I can depend upon my Lord because He is number one there, and number two, He was there first. And so, what a precious reminder to us in these days in which we live where we are so interdependent. Everybody's interdependent. And now, the emphasis now, government is my help. That's a mistake. Serious mistake. Government is not your help. God is your help. And may you learn to trust in Him this morning.